This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says privatization could result in $500 million investment. Government taking steps to improve ease of doing business locally, and KSAC to ramp up public education campaign on the importance of paying taxes. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Equality, equal rights and justice for women.
For our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Photographers, come out to a training session on the required standards for passport photographs. Thursday, February 27 at the Gulf View Hotel at 10 a.m. Register early. Send your name, address, and telephone number to passportphotos@pica.gov.jm. Limited space available.
Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Jamaica could realize in excess of $500 million in capital investments from three of the state entities and services shortlisted for privatization under public-private partnership arrangements. Dr. Phillips says if privatized, the Kingston Container Terminal, the Norman Manley International Airport, and Port Community Systems have the potential to mobilize significant investments and other inflows to the economy through taxes, concession fees and capital expansion works. The administration also anticipates increased efficiency in the operations of the entities through the adoption of technology, expertise, experience and economies of scale. Minister Phillips was speaking at a public-private partnership PPP conference in New Kingston Thursday. The two-day conference, staged February 19 to 20, was hosted by the British High Commission in partnership with UK Trade and Invest and the Development Bank of Jamaica under the theme Delivering Growth by Partnership, Sharing UK Capabilities in PPP. The government is taking urgent steps to improve ease of doing business locally. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says in 2013, 37 pieces of legislation were passed to support an improved business climate. He adds that Jamaica Customs will in short order roll out a pilot for the implementation of a world-class administration system to allow the business community seamless interaction at all ports of entry.
As a government, we are encouraged by the initiatives that are on stream for implementation, and we are confident that we will start seeing the positive effects of our collective efforts in short order.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the National Competitiveness Council of Jamaica Business Environment Reform Roundtable on Thursday. The Education Ministry will this year seek to incorporate 200 basic schools into the infant departments of primary schools. The move is part of a continued thrust by the ministry to improve the outcomes of early childhood students. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the ministry successfully incorporated over 60 basic schools into the infant departments of primary schools last year.
The Food for the Poor 50 schools that they have donated and are building out in degrees for our independence present will be infant schools and not basic schools. The difference being that while we have limited influence over basic schools, we are able to provide support for infant schools in a much more fulsome way and intend to do so.
Minister Thwaites was speaking Thursday at the Jamaica Diaspora Education Summit held at the Cedar Grove Academy in St. Catherine. And the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will be ramping up its public education campaign to further engage citizens on the importance of paying the various taxes and fees for services. City Treasurer at the KSAC, Nadia Crosskill, says the corporation is improving its service delivery and is re-engineering internal processes to ensure the highest quality of service is provided. She's calling on citizens of the municipality to play their part in enabling the KSAC to properly carry out its functions and provide critical services by paying their taxes. She was addressing residents gathered at the KSAC's first town hall meeting for 2014 at St. Luke's Anglican Church Hall in Crossroads Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.